Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday. I pray that you are well and in beautiful health and spirit. I pray that you are ready to have an amazing day and already have an amazing day this morning. Today I'm going to be reading from Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. Even birds and animals have much they could teach you. Ask the creatures of the earth and see for their wisdom. All of them know that the Lord's hand made them. Everyone's life is in his power. Job 12, 7 through 10. I was looking for a scripture, a verse in the Bible that could kind of explain where I am in my life and kind of like explain just the whole meaning of why we need to spend time with ourselves, spend time just in thought, and preferably somewhere in a nature. It could be by a tree, by water, in your backyard, with the windows down while you're riding to work, taking a walk. But I believe that it's so imperative because just the scripture says the earth has wisdom. The sun has wisdom. It feeds to us. It speaks to us if we are in tune and we listen. And if we just take a moment sometimes to pull away from the chaotic world and the stress of the world and the demands of the world, we can hear, and it's such a blessing to hear from the earth, to hear God speaking through us, through his creation. And it's not a magic thing or a powerful thing that everyone can't tap into, because we all have that power. And it's really our thought process and just the clarity that you receive when you're sitting in that type of atmosphere. Just the flow that comes inside of you when it happens. If you hear people who say they take a walk, and taking a walk helps clear their mind, that's because they're in tune to their environment and is speaking to them. So this morning, I just pray that you would find time to breathe in the wisdom that God has for us that's outside of your house in the air that he created. Breathe in and breathe out and just inhale the greatness and the newness that's available for you, the freedom that's available for you to cast away all your cares and just spend time with God. If it's 5 minutes a day, just try it, and I promise you it'll change your world over and over. You may not get as crazy as I am. I mean, I love being one with nature, and if I had my way, if I was back in the hippie days, that's all I would do. I would just be a tree hugger, just going around the earth. But I know that faith without works is dead, and I have to do things to be able to live. So whenever I get moments to enjoy it, I enjoy it. I look around me, and I'm looking at everybody else, have their windows up when I'm driving in the morning, and I have all mine down, my sunroof open, because it opens you up to so much more. Now, you hear me? If you have, you have to get a flat iron or your hair, a special type of hair, that may not work for you driving, but find what works for you and embrace it and breathe in all that God has for you. Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the breath of life you've given us today, Lord God. I pray that you would be with us today as we breathe in your wisdom, as we breathe in your love, for this beautiful surrounding that you gave us, Lord God. And even in the midst of the areas where man has taken over and destroyed some of the earth, we're still blessed breathing your air. We're still blessed to see your sun rise and go down. We're still blessed to see stars and the moon. We're blessed to see trees. We're blessed, Lord God, when the rain comes down. We're blessed, Lord God, to see the birds just engaging through the clouds, Lord God. We're blessed to see that. Allow us, Lord God, to be still for a moment and embrace that in our lives so that we can recap and re-motivate ourselves, Lord God, to go out and do your work in this world, Lord God. Breathe in us, Lord God, so that we may breathe on others hope, just some type of peace that we can share with others when you give it to us. Lord God, speak to us today. Allow us to be who you called us to be. Allow us to breathe in your wisdom, your beauty, and your love today. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be loved. And I also wanted to say, really quick, I didn't get a chance to say that, but this passage that I just read from the scripture from Job, if you know about Job, you know that Job wrote this scripture when he had lost everything. Job was stripped. His life, I mean, he lost material things. He lost his family. But in the midst of all of that, he was able to be still and see the beauty of God around him. That's a powerful thing. I didn't think about that until just now, but that came from Job, again, who had, I mean, lost everything. But he didn't lose his mind, and he didn't lose who he was in God. And he was able to sit and be still and engage and captivate God's beauty and wisdom that's all around us. So I want you to walk away with that and knowing that no matter where you are, you can do it. I love you. Be great. God bless you.